Radio 1.
Heute gibt es wie jeden Abend hier im Studio 1 Live-Musik. Heute von einem Künstler, der seit fast 30 Jahren seine zornig-fröhliche Musik macht. Am Anfang mit Band, später allein. Mit einem seiner ersten Soloalben hatten wir übrigens ihn auch schon im Studio, damals noch im Admiralspalast, als wir dort gerade eingezogen waren. Morgen erscheint nun das neue, das inzwischen 10. Album des Punk-Poeten. Undefeated wird es heißen und wir freuen uns sehr, dass er heute bei uns ist. Hier ist Frank Turner.
Hi. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
I just told the audience about your first visit at Radio 1. It was 2009, I think.
Yeah, 15 years.
15 years ago.
50 Jahre.
Your album.
No, 50. Hey. No, 15.
50 Jahre ist es okay. Her.
But it feels like 50.
Yeah, feels like 50.
Yeah, right now. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay. I think it was with your album Poetry of the Deep.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And you remembered me. You reminded
yeah.
me that you asked that you wanted to swear.
Yeah, on British radio, you can't say certain
yeah.
words.
Shit. And scheiße.
Yeah.
And fuck.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. now you're saying them all.
Yeah. Okay.
And, and as an Englishman, it makes me nervous.
It's in the US, it's the same, right?
Yeah, oh, it's yeah. worse in the US.
Yeah, okay. It's noch yeah. schlimmer. Also, es war damals, er hat mich selber daran erinnert. Es war doch der Moment, wo ich eigentlich, also wo es darum ging, darf ich fluchen im deutschen Radio? Und im englischen Radio darf man das nicht. Und im amerikanischen natürlich erst recht nicht. Und ich habe gesagt, du darfst hier so viel fluchen und die ganzen bösen Schimpfwörter benutzen, die in deinem Sprachschatz sind. Und dann, then you sweared.
Fuck.
Ja. Genau. Also er kann es heute auch tun. So tomorrow the new album will be coming out.
Yes, it's already out in Australia.
Yeah, because they are, you know.
In the future.
Yeah, they are in the future. Also in Australien ist das neue Album schon erschienen. Undefeated. So undefeated, das heißt ja sowas wie unbesiegbar oder unschlagbar. Is the German word.
Okay. Oh, you know, no, I've been.
It's a very strange German word.
Yeah, I wish you're the first person who's told me this.
Yeah,
I wish I'd known this.
Unbesiegbar, unschlagbar, undefeated. What does it stand for you?
I was looking for one word for the title for the album for a long time, and I found it in the end. It means I like it because undefeated doesn't mean that you are the world champion and that you beat everybody. It just means that nobody beat you. You
okay.
know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and that's kind of how I feel right now.
Ah, that's interesting. Also er hat die Bedeutung von undefeated, er hat lange nach einem Titel gesucht und jetzt hat er ihn gefunden, undefeated. Und das heißt nicht, dass man der Beste in der Welt sein muss, aber trotzdem unschlagbar. Also das ist das, was er ist. Und das werden wir gleich sehen, weil er versucht einen Weltrekord. Darüber werden wir gleich sprechen. So, I think a lot has changed since you started out as a musician.
Yes.
Almost 30 years? No, more than 30 years ago.
Well, I mean, playing, yes. I mean, I did my first tour in 1998.
Yeah.
And I like scaring small, younger bands by telling them that I toured in the 20th century. And yeah. they look at me like I'm insane. But yes, lots has changed.
Yeah, okay. Also er ist 1998 das erste Mal getourt und er macht immer jungen Bands Angst, wie es denn so sein könnte und so. Aber ich meine, hier ist er. Er lebt noch. And I think much has changed, but you seem to have stayed the same in a way.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't know?
I have more hair. More tattoos.
Count.
I have gray hair in my beard.
Okay, also ich habe gesagt, dass sich viel verändert hat, auch für ihn. Aber er ist irgendwie immer derselbe geblieben. Da hat er gesagt, er weiß nicht genau und zeigt auf seinen Bauch und auf seine Tattoos. Und er hat ein paar graue Haare in seinem Bart. Now there still is the same anger and the same passion to and the same wink.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Ja, also er hat immer noch die gleiche Wut. Und die gleiche Leidenschaft, das in Songs zu gießen und das gleiche Augenzwinkern. So that hasn't changed.
Yeah, I like to think that my my motives and my ethics have remained the same throughout that time. I hope that I've changed somewhat as a songwriter in the sense that I don't want to repeat myself, you know, and I hope that each time I make a record there's something new to say. But my reasons and my... A lot of my methodology remains the same, for sure.
Ja, also er glaubt, meint eben tatsächlich, dass die Motivation, Musik zu machen, immer noch dieselbe ist oder die Motivation, warum man diese Kunst macht. Und er hatte sich auch immer als politischer Künstler verstanden. Das ist immer, die gleiche Ethik ist immer noch da. Aber er hofft, dass er sich nicht wiederholt. Also, dass das, was er tut, nicht langweilig wird. Und es wird nicht langweilig, weil er sich nicht wiederholt. Und you mentioned that this album, you mentioned in another interview, that this album marks your return to independence as an artist.
Sure. I mean, this is partly a technical thing, and I don't know how many people care about this in 2024, but I did 5 records with Universal, with the major label world, and that's fine, it was cool, but like, I completed my deal, no one does that, and they wanted to do more, and I said, nein, danke, they were very surprised, and I felt...
You didn't say fuck off?
No, I didn't say no.
Just to say fun.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I said no thank you, and they were surprised, and I felt very strong that day.
Okay.
But it's nice, you know, I'm in the right place for me right now. You know, I produce stuff myself and everything. So.
Yeah. Also, Frank sagte, vielleicht, er weiß nicht, ob das eine Bedeutung hat für die Leute überhaupt, aber er hatte eben einen 5-jährigen Deal mit Universal.
Universal, ja.
Genau. Und er hat ihn zu Ende geführt, tatsächlich. Und dann hat er aber gesagt, okay, jetzt mache ich alleine weiter. Vielen Dank. Und das hat er gemacht. Und er fühlt sich auch da sehr, sehr stark, dass er das durchgezogen hat und gemacht hat. So, let's talk about the day after tomorrow, the thing, your plan. Also übermorgen will er versuchen, einen Weltrekord aufzustellen. The world record attempt to play 15 shows across 15 towns in 24 hours. Er will also innerhalb von 24 Stunden 15 Shows spielen in 15 verschiedenen Städten. How?
Oh, that's a fine question.
Okay.
A good example of what my life is like is I had the idea, I gave it to my crew, they organized it, and I didn't think about it anymore. And then in the last week, every interview, people are like, how are you going to do this? And now I'm like, oh no, what have I done? How am I going to do this? But, you know, coffee.
You will do it.
Yeah, coffee.
Coffee. Also mit Kaffee wird es schon laufen. Also sein Team hat gesagt, okay, lass uns das versuchen. Die haben es organisiert. Er hat keine Ahnung wie. Und alle fragen ihn, wie willst du es machen? Und er sagt, keine Ahnung, Kaffee.
Coffee. When I was younger, it would have been something stronger, but I'm old now, so it's coffee.
Okay. There is one line in one song we're gonna play right now. Now I'm surprised to report that as I enter my 40s, I've returned to being an angry man.
Yeah.
He returned.
I'm back. Hi.
Okay, also da gibt es eine Zeile wie eines Songs, den wir gleich hören, der eigentlich für das steht, was er macht und auch für das er steht. Natürlich ist überrascht davon zu erzählen, dass er wirklich die 40er erreicht hat und dahin zurückgekehrt ist, ein wütender Mann zu sein. So, welcome, Angry Man.
Thank you.
And we'll listen exactly to that song, and then we listen to Frank Turner. Meine Damen und Herren,
viel Spaß.
Danke. No, thank you for the music. Frank Turner, das Album erscheint morgen. Undefeated heißt es, und wir sind sehr froh, dass er schon heute erschienen ist. Hier ist jetzt live im Studio 1 Frank Turner.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, here we go. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. Sat behind the counter in a record top. And every time she looks at me, my heart just stops. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. I've been in every day buying so much vinyl. Don't even know my own turntable. Something in her smile makes me so unstable. Oh yeah, I'm in love. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. She's been playing the Supremes and the Four Tops. Her sister says her favorite record is Everything Sucks. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. I've been in every day buying so much vinyl. Don't even know my own turntable. Something in her smile makes me so unstable. Oh yeah. Round and round, let my heart go scratch. Day after day, thinking through black amnesiac. Say a heart attack. 1, 2, 3, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. This next song is about a pen friend that I had when I was a teenager. And we wrote to each other for 3 years, 27 years ago. And then we lost touch. And yesterday she emailed me. Crazy. It's really blown my mind. Also, this song has a swear word in it, and I'm going to say it on the radio. This song's called Letters. We used to write each other letters, such beautiful letters. And every time I'd see my name in her handwriting on an envelope, my day would get a bit better. I didn't forget her. How could I ever forget her? But now all that's left on my desk in the dust and neglect is some envelopes empty as ever. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters, then one day you dried up. Just imagine you were kind of tied up. God only knows I didn't want to impose, so I just bit my tongue with a stiff lip until it was far too late for me to even contemplate writing again just to ask where you've been. So I guess we just settled on stalemate. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. Yeah, it's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. Yeah, God damn it now, this wasn't part of the plan. I let you down, but please understand. You have to bear with me if I'm fucking this up, because the truth is I'm useless at opening up. Both of us know it wasn't love in the end. You were more of a teacher, a distant best friend. I've been missing our missives and mourning our youth. And if we got on the phone, we'd tell each other the truth and say I'm tired of just making do, tired of just smuggling through. Aren't you tired of making do, tired of just smuggling through? It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters, but it's a curious thing that everything that you got gets saved by a stranger you knew when you were younger. I need to write another letter. I need to try and put it better. I need to try and put it better. I started writing you a letter.
Thank you, Sean.
Frank Turner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Das Album erscheint, wie gesagt, morgen. You will be coming back October 18th, right?
I certainly will, yes.
And with your band, then?
With the Sleeping Souls.
With the Sleeping Souls.
And, we're going to be at Columbia Halle again, yeah, which is a place that I love. There's other German shows as well, of course, but the Berlin one is Columbia Halle, and yeah, I'm very excited.
Also schreiben Sie sich bitte schon in den Kalender den 18. Oktober, da spielt mit seiner Band Sleeping Souls in der Columbia Halle am 18. Oktober. Frank Turner, thank you very much.
Dankeschön.